And I'm just going to say this is for a release, and I'm interviewing for Creative Push on December 15th, 2016 at 4:20. Can you say your name and your age for me?
Petrina Chinana. I'm 50 years old.
Will you, like, bring me back to your childhood and this idea of, you know, the family home and what birth was like, you know, in your household?
Well, as I was growing up, I had, like, not really good life when I was a baby, because I had some kind of, how would I say, a little bit of a, like, a disease, something, and my parents told me that they took me to one of the hot springs and they gave me a bath. And I guess that water is like, I don't know, but it healed good on my skin. And then that's when I started making progress. So as I was growing up, I used to have tonsils all the time. And then finally they had to take them out. I was always sick, bringing me home. But after that, I had a good life.
Did your mom ever talk to you about the way your birth, you being born?
That was it.
But I mean, like the process and that it was in the home or...
Oh, no. She never told me. So that part, I don't even know. So the only thing that they told me was when they brought me home. That was it. But I don't even know where from.
Oh, so you don't know if you were born in your house or not? No. Oh, that's interesting. Do you know if any of your other sisters or brothers were?
I have no idea. Probably they do, but they just never say anything.
Why do you think that is, that people don't talk to their family about that stuff?
I don't know. That's weird, huh?
Yeah, because it's very interesting to know your birth story.
Oh, yeah.
So, were you prepared for when you got pregnant and were giving birth?
Yeah, I was.
Did anyone talk to you about the process and what to expect?
Some people ask me, like, in the mornings, do I get morning sickness? And then I ask them, what's that? Because I never did. I didn't with all three of them. But the first one, I had a hard time giving birth because she had tubes on her neck. And then I almost had, we almost died, me and her. So they rushed us to ER, and then the doctor tried to turn her, but they couldn't. And then they were going to do the C-section. And then I thought of myself, no, I don't want that, because I don't want to have what's that bug's name?
Like a centipede.
Centipede, yeah. So I started pushing until the baby came out, but then I had a blackout, so it was scary.
Did you lose a lot of blood?
Yes, I did, but they didn't give me anything, so I was okay.
Did you have family with you?
Yes, my sister. That was the time my mom passed away already. But I had my dad still. So he was there. My sister was there. My sister-in-law. And then my other sister. And my niece. So they were all there. And then the dad was there too. And then the grandma. So they were all there. Supporting us.
Were they all in the hospital room with you, or were they in, like, the waiting room?
The waiting room. Because they had to rush me to the ER to get my, either the the C-section or either way. So I did it myself to give birth.
So where were you rushed from?
To a room where I was about to give birth. So the baby started, the baby stopped her heartbeat. And then they had to rush me. Then they turned me over. And then they had to rush me to ER.
And you still gave birth vaginally?
Yeah, I did.
And the baby was okay?
Yes. But when she came out, she was like kind of blue. But they gave her that oxygen. So everything went well.
Was she quiet at first?
Yeah, she was. I thought it was scary. Scary.
Did you know the sex? The boy or girl?
After I woke up, they told me that it was a girl. How's that cool?
So you pushed her out and then passed out immediately?
Yeah. Yeah. Because I was too tired.
Well, and you lost a lot of blood.
Yeah.
So then did you stay at the hospital for a few days?
Just 2 days. Yeah. That was it. So we were doing good. And then had to, every other day we had to go down to see us for, 2 weeks.
Just for follow-up?
Yeah, follow-up.
Did you have a name picked out? Did you know, were you expecting, weren't expecting a boy or a girl, so.
See, that's what they usually do, our tradition way. They don't give out names, but now they have to because of the issues in hospitals. So that's why they have to choose name. Not unless if the baby is baptized in the hospital. So
what is the traditional way? How did you do it?
I didn't give any. It was unknown. Baby girl, Chinana. So I had to bring her home. And then after that, we had to ask for the godparents. Who's going to be the godparents? So I chose my uncle and my sister-in-law. So, but they're both gone too. So they passed away.
And did they name her?
Yes.
How many names? Just the one name?
Two. The first name and the middle name. So it's Brianna and Danelle.
Yes. That's lovely. Uh-huh. And so were you named the same way? Were you had yes. godparents that named mm-hmm. you?
Yeah.
Do the parents ever not like the name they give them?
Some do. And some... It's okay. Yeah.
So was it different for your second birth? Your second baby?
My second birth was easy. I was sitting over here and then I was just cramping or something. So I went into the restroom and then my back broke. So I had to call in. Then they rushed me down. As we were going down, there was an accident right by Zia. As you're going down, going into Bernalillo, so we asked one of the cops if they could let us go. So they talked, and then they escorted us down. So they told us to turn the the lights on. So we did. Then we kept on going. As we went down to Paseo, we got stopped again by a cop. And then he asked why our emergency lights were on. So we told him. So he was the one that escorted down to Presbyterian. That's where I gave my kids to birth, Presbyterian. So when I went in there, as they were looking at me, the baby head was out already. So just about 2 seconds, he was out. It was fast. And then the doctor was getting ready. As he was getting ready, the nurse came over and just, because I almost dropped the baby when I was giving birth. Yeah, so that's how I knew.
When you were in the bathroom, what was the water breaking like?
It was hot, burning hot. like boiling water. Because it kind of like burned me on the sides, on my thighs.
Well, if you think about it, your internal body temperature, right, is like 98 degrees. Yeah. Interesting.
Yeah.
So did you have the godparent pick godparents again and do the same naming tradition with your second birth?
Yes. It was my sister and my brother. Yeah. So they had to name her. My sister had to name him Joseph. Joseph Marcus is his name.
Did you nurse your children?
A little. But they keep on biting my nipples. So I stopped. I said, no more. So
then you just went to formula.
Yeah. Yep.
Nursing is challenging.
It is very. Yep. But he had a good life. It is just one thing that he has asthma when he was growing up. I used to hate Christmas.
Why?
Because he would get asthma attacks, and then we'll be there after the holidays till the holidays are over.
I wonder why.
I don't know. Because, like, if he gets sick this week, then we'll be there for, like, 2.5 weeks. I used to hate Christmas. Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah.
So, have you witnessed any other births? Did you go for any of...
No.
Mm-mm. Have you ever been a godparent?
Just one. Marlena. Yes. I had to choose a name for her. So I named her Marlena. And I think it's the grandma or the parent named her Guadalupe. So it's Marlena Guadalupe.
Is that child a blood relative of yours?
Yes. My niece's daughter. So.
Is there anything you would say about, you know, birth to a young mother now, today?
Well, I would just say to be careful. Eat as much as you can, like healthy foods. Yeah.
Do you want to go look? You can go look.
Yeah. So,
I just wanted to ask you another question. If there were any, like superstitions or anything about certain foods you could eat, or because I know in my family we have a lot of those kinds of things.
Oh yes, they won't let us eat bubble gums, gums, peons, and. Because I know about the peon, like if they eat the peons, their hair will be like all greasy. And I don't know about the bubblegums, but they don't let us eat bubblegums. That's what my grandma did to me and my mom.
Interesting.
Yeah.
The last woman we talked to said that she wasn't allowed to sew.
Yeah. And then... there's other stuff that we're not allowed to do, too, so. Yeah.
That's interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think that those traditions aren't, you know, as, you know, that young women today don't follow those traditions as much?
Like, if you explain to them, probably they'll understand. Like, to my girls, I always tell them, like, all those things, what my mom told me to do. So, like, if they ever get pregnant, I'll be strict to them.
Mm-hmm. Ashley, do you have any questions?
I don't think so. Oh, we didn't talk because you had a third birth, too.
Mm-hmm.
Did you want to mention anything that was different? Yeah, was that similar
to the second?
Yeah.
No.
Was it fast?
No, that was the hardest one, because when I was giving birth, she kept on like going down, then sucking it back, then going down. Yeah, I had to, they almost did a C-section on her too. I don't know why with the girls. I had a hard time. So that's about it.
Was that a long labor?
It was like 15. Yeah.
Hi.
We're almost done. We're wrapping up.
Oh, I did think of one question.
Okay.
So you were saying that before you had your first baby, your mother had already passed, right?
Yeah.
Do you think that she would have been more forthcoming sharing information about your birth or her experience, if you had been pregnant while she was still alive? Or is that something that just isn't talked about?
Well, just like I...
right there.
Just like I tell my daughters about the way I'm supposed to take care of as I was pregnant, probably she would tell me those stuff too.
Okay.
Well, thank you so much.
Sure.
It was wonderful.
Yeah.